Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Top of the eighth inning at Richmond. Spring Hill leading 9-2 now. Nine runs, eight hits, and an error for the Chargers. Two runs, five hits, six errors for Meyer Grove. Jaron Klopach now on. Starting today for the Meyer Grove Grovers was Jacob Imdick. Tyler Hoffman relieved Imdick in the sixth. Then Jaron Klopach came on last inning to get an out. Looks like Eric Terrace is going to go throw down the sideline too for Spring Hill. Nathan Terrace, Eric Schoenberg, and Jamie Terrace, the scheduled hitters here in the eighth inning for the Chargers. Jaron Klopach, a big curveball, strike one. Nathan Terrace so far today, 1-for-4. He's been on base three times, reached on a couple of the Grover errors. Curveball inside, and the count at 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Jaron Klopach kicks and delivers, and Terrace chops this one right back to Jaron on the mound. He'll throw to first, and 1-3 on the putout. Eric Schoenberg to the plate. Eric, 1-for-4 today, had a base hit back in the third inning. Eric, left-handed hitter, facing Jaron Klopach. And the pitch to Eric, a swing and a miss, strike one. One ball, no strikes. Or actually making no balls, one strike, the count to Eric Schoenberg. And there's a breaking ball from Jaron Klopach, strike two.
That was a beaut, that curveball there, for a strike. Nice pitch.
0-2. Seems like Jaron's throwing a lot of breaking balls here. And the 0-2. Fastball high, and the count, one ball, two strikes to Eric. Game number 8 of this year's Region 15C tournament. Schoenberg lays off the breaking ball on the outside corner, and now 2-2. Played one on Friday night, four yesterday, three more today. Pitch inside to Eric, and now the count full at 3-2. On deck, it's Jamie Terrace, one out. Nobody on, 9-2 Spring Hill here in the eighth. Ground ball to first. Colton Meyer stays down on it. He'll run it to the bag, and the unassisted putout for the Grover first baseman.
Shortstop, Jamie Terrace.
Jamie Terrace to the plate. Jamie so far today, 1-for-3, walked, scored two runs. Jaron Klopach ready. His pitch, breaking ball, strike called, 0-1. So Ryan Omscheid's over at third now after last inning's pitching change. And Jordan Klopach at short. Curveball low and away, and the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. The pitch, that's low for a ball, and 2-1. We've seen some pictures from up in the press box here. I've seen them on Twitter and across how beautiful this Royals Park looks. When you take a photo, I've seen a picture from somebody that has a drone. Looks awesome, and now you get a different view as the shaded area coming in. Here's a ground ball to Omscheid at third. Long throw across the diamond. Nice play by Ryan Omscheid. 5-3 on the putout. That'll do it for Spring Hill in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 7.5 innings. It's Spring Hill 9, Meyer Grove 2. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
For over 60 years, you have come to depend on AM 1150 KASM Albany. Now on FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany. And 24 hours a day on KASM Albany at FM 107.7. Now from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. The grill at Trapper's Pub and Grub opens daily at 11 and features a full-service bar. Stop by for nightly specials beginning at 5 p.m. Head to Trapper's before or after the ball game this weekend for food and drink specials. There's burgers, wings, pizza, and more at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming.
Farmers, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with all your feed needs. We offer free forage testing, urine, pH, and blood testing to help better your animal programs. We carry cow, sheep, goat, duck, chicken, and beef feeds. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service LLC a call at 320-837-5800. Good luck to New Munich Silver Streaks and all the area teams from Ecker Feed Service.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Andrew Welly will lead off the eighth inning for Meyer Grove. It'll be Welly, Colton Meyer, and Alex Welly. 9-2, Anthony Reverman still on the mound. And a ground ball foul.
Let's see.
And a count 1-1.
Looks like Eric Terrace was probably warmed up if they need him.
One ball, one strike. Reverman delivers, and Welly ground ball back to Reverman on the mound. He's going to glove it, throws to first. Nice play by Anthony Reverman.
I think curled right up the side of him and fell back by his glove, didn't it?
It did, yeah. Colton Meyer to the plate. Five hits for the Grovers today. Reverman potentially taking a hit away there. That one was headed up the middle. And Meyer chops it foul at the plate. Ball's in the strike. Oh, on the count. And another foul at the plate by Colton Meyer. Colton just seems the last couple games here, he just doesn't have his timing on.
No, his timing is off on a few pitches here, and this had bad too. Already can see that a little bit. Anybody for a fried egg on your black equipment there, Randy?
It is a little warm. Yes, indeed. 0-2 the count. Pitch to Colton Meyer, high for a ball, and 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Ready again. Meyer pops this one up in the infield. Jordan Welly over at first. Coming in, calls for the ball and cannot make the catch, as that one's going to fall fair.
Oh.
And all along, I think Jordan Welly was worried about having a collision with Colton Meyer running down that baseline.
Yeah, Colton kind of got out of his way.
They're going to give him an error. So an error on the third baseman for the Chargers, their second error of the day.
First baseman on.
And the Grovers got a base runner here in the eighth with one out. Falling it out of play is Alex Welly, and 0-1 to Alex. The ball's one strike. Tyler Musho on deck for Meyer Grove.
I don't know, did Jordan Welly see that real well? That's...
He did.
Think the sun was affecting him at all?
I don't think so. No, I think he was more concerned about running into that base runner. I really do. There's a strike called, and now 0-2 to Welly. No balls, two strikes. Welly, chopper to third. Schoenberg to second. High throw. Safe at second. They overthrow first. Meyer will go to third, hanging on at first base is Welly. And so an error. Two errors, first of all, on the throw to second, pulling Eric Terrace off the bag, and then an error that allowed Colton Meyer to go to third.
Wow.
So a double error. One on the shortstop, one on the second baseman, says Arch Schlungen.
Well, he didn't get the force at second on that one, so it should be an error on the shortstop's throw.
You bet. First and third, one out in the eighth. Three errors here in the inning for Spring Hill. 9-2 they lead. Tyler Musho drives it down the left field line. This one is foul. And the count to Tyler at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Musho back into the box. The pitch. There's a strike called, and 1-2 now to Tyler Musho. One ball, two strikes. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, 9-2 Spring Hill. Meyer Grove threatening, though, with runners at first and third. Riverman's pitch, that's inside, just about took the ankles of Tyler Musho out. And 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Anthony Riverman's pitch. Musho ground ball. Eric Terrace knocks it down in the hole. Throws to first in time to get Tyler Musho. Colton Meyer scores. It's now 9-3, but Terrace getting it out, which was huge.
Eric thinking, I think there was, as he was running out the field, he thought there was two outs after that on that play.
No way that he was going to get an opportunity to make a play at second, I don't think, no. So two down, and here's Ryan Omscheid. Ryan now at third base, started the game as a designated hitter. Pitch to Omscheid, low and inside, a ball, 1-0.
Tattooing the ball pretty hard here in the eighth inning.
They are hitting it hard.
Hit hard.
Meyer Grove has scored single runs in the third, the seventh, and now here in the eighth. Omscheid, a drive to right field, coming in and making the catch out and right for the Chargers.
Picked that up either right away.
No, he did not. That was right fielder Regan Nelson, and that'll do it for Meyer Grove. They score one run on no hits. There were three errors and one man left on base. After eight innings, Spring Hill 9, Meyer Grove 3, back in a minute.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. Fabrell has been serving the area for 50 years with quality steel roofing and siding panels and more. Fabrell and Kramer Lumber and Melrose partner together to offer you superior service and an industry-leading product line. Fabrell comes in a variety of colors and profiles to fit your needs for commercial, residential, or agriculture building needs. Kramer Lumber supplies a wide variety of Fabrell products, including steel and aluminum panels for siding and roofing, trim, and other important accessories. Kramer Lumber, offering quality building since 1958. For all your building needs, make Kramer Lumber and Melrose your stop.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
All right, here we go. Top of the ninth inning, and Jaron Klopach will face Anthony Riverman, Owen Meyer, and Regan Nelson here in the top of the ninth. Over in 11C, Sartell has just defeated Watkins 5-4. Watkins had the tying run on third and the winning run on second in the bottom of the ninth inning, but it was Sartell 5, Watkins 4 in 11C today.
Looks like Eric Terrace is going to stay loose down there in the Charger bullpen.
Riverman takes low for ball 2 and 2-0 now. 9 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors for Spring Hill. 3 runs, 5 hits, 6 errors for the Meyer Grove Grovers as Riverman takes another big swing. Boy, he swings hard when he...
Yes, he does.
...does bring that bat through the strike zone. Another swing and a miss by Anthony Riverman, and 2-2. Top of the ninth inning. This is an elimination game today. One of these teams will end their season. The other will be playing next Saturday.
Next Saturday at 1:30 against New Munich, the winner of this game.
Winner gets New Munich next Saturday. Reverman at the plate, the count 2-2.
So that'll be a North Division rivalry.
And we got a South Division rivalry, Richmond and St. Martin.
Yes.
Here's a ground ball to third. Ohmscheid up with it cleanly across the diamond. 5-3 in the putout.
Good hassle by Anthony Reverman.
Gonna bring Owen Meyer to the plate. Owen so far today, he is 0-3. He was pinch hit for by Ben Welly, and then he came back in to run for Welly. First pitch to Owen is a strike, and Owen won. Well, it's one strike the count. And outside that pitch, and now 1-1. One ball, one strike. Again, we'll get the Rosary following our broadcast here today, and we'll get the Dick Putz Show sometime in the 8 o'clock hour here tonight as I have to compile a whole bunch of scores and highlights from various regions. Here's a ground ball to Ohmscheid at third again, and he'll make the play for the out, 5-3 in the putout. It'll bring Regan Nelson to the plate. Also, we had a question about whether these games will be archived on our website, and give Kirby Hemish and Joe Gilt some time as they need to, first of all, download and then archive 8 games from this weekend. So those guys will be hard at work on that this week. And we're hoping by midweek to have some of those games posted on our website at mychasm.com, mychasm.com. So you can go there and listen to your favorite ball game. Just go to the homepage, and there'll be a sports tab that you can click on, and Region 15C Baseball. Here's a ground ball to Ohmscheid. He's a perfect 3-for-3 on to first, a 5-3 putout, and that'll do it for the Chargers in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 8.5, Spring Hill 9, and Meyer Grove 3. We're back in a minute.
Looking for good home cooking? Then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a noon lunch special. Served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Head to Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 until 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book a day that fits your event at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy and Don back with you at Richmond Royals Ballpark. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Don, we got some defensive changes for Spring Hill.
Got Eric Terrace going to come in here and pitch the ninth inning, and I didn't catch the second baseman, number 3.
Carter Cheetah's out in right field.
Carter Cheetah's in right field. Regan Nelson at second.
Otherwise, it looks like the defense is pretty much the same. So. Brent Harrison left and Owen Meyer in center. So a new right fielder, Carter Cheetah, and Anthony Welly will lead it off. Jordan Klopach and Tanner Klopach. And Anthony Welly drive to left field. They're actually center field. And catching up to it is Owen Meyer out in center field and one quick out. One down, and here comes Jordan Klopach to the plate. Jordan so far today, 1-for-3, had a bunt single in his only at bat. Or his first at bat, excuse me, 1-for-3. Here's a ground ball foul down the third baseline. 0-1 the count to Jordan. Eric Terrace on in relief of Anthony Riverman, who pitched a great ball game today. Three runs on five hits. And here's a single by Jordan Klopach into left field. So one out single. And Tanner Klopach to the plate.
Second baseman, Tanner Klopach.
Tanner, 1-for-4 today. Jordan Klopach will take his lead. Welly holds him there. And Tanner will take a strike called and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Eric Terrace working from the stretch. His pitch and Tanner Klopach drive to center field. Owen Meyer, he grazes over to pull that one in. And two outs. Owen Meyer can cover a lot of ground in center field. He's pretty fleet of foot. And here's Jaron Klopach to the plate. So far today, Jaron 0-for-4. With Jordan Klopach at first, the pitch to Jaron is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Eric Terrace on the mound, his pitch, Jordan Klopach going, and he'll go into second, taking that force away. Chargers just looking for outs here in the ninth. Jaron Klopach at the plate, the count, one ball, one strike. Pitch from Terrace is low and in the dirt, and 2-1. 2-1 the count. Ready is Terrace. His pitch, ground ball foul down the first baseline, and now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Eric Terrace steps back on to the pitching rubber. The kick, the pitch, that's in the dirt. Nathan Terrace will knock it down. And the count full at 3-2. Anthony Riverman getting his sprints in, the way it looks, as he went down to get that foul ball. Isn't that what they always told pitchers after throwing? You should do some sprints. And Jaron Terrace will take ball four.
I was usually too tired after that, weren't you?
That's keeping your legs in shape, right?
Yeah,
isn't legs almost as important as the arm?
Oh, it is.
And here's Andrew Welly batting with runners at first and second, two outs. And Andrew takes a strike called, 0-1. We'll get a short post-game show coming up after our game's broadcast today, and then we'll go right into the Rosary or Inspirational Selections with Adam Ray at KASM Radio. Some of the evening program, and then we'll bring you a Dick Putz show sometime shortly after 8 o'clock tonight. Here's a swing and a miss by Welly, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Andrew Welly, 1-for-3 today. The kick, the pitch. Welly ground ball to short. Jamie Terrace flips to second, and the force out. That'll do it. 6-4 on the force. And the game goes final today. Meyer Grove in the ninth. No runs, one hit. No errors, two left on. Your final, 9-3, Spring Hill with the victory. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back and recap this one for you from Richmond Royal Baseball Park in 2.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald. Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers. Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC, is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Well, you know, there's some teams that talk about working out. Don and I only have to sit in the press box here and work out the last 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Kind of like a sauna in here.
It is like a sauna in here. It was a scorcher in the press box, but a nice victory for Spring Hill today as they keep alive, they stay alive in this Region 15C tournament with a win over Meyer Grove, Don.
Yes, they do, Randy, and little lack of support behind Jacob Endick to start this game out here. They ended up with six errors, Meyer Grove did today. And, well, Spring Hill ended up with four errors too, you know. So they kind of fell apart a little bit in that one inning. Well, it was two errors on one play. But still, you got to play defense in games like this. Jacob actually pitched pretty well, but your defense fell a little bit apart on him. So
absolutely.
I tell you, errors, walks, it's got to be eliminated in playoff action.
If you're going to continue to win... And Aaron, you can keep that. That's a gift from Chasm Radio. Aaron Schneider gets his own Chasm pen. Yep, being I gave it to you, it's not stolen. So there you go. Aaron Schneider, the public address announcer today, getting a Chasm pen. No, but really, I mean, playing good defense is a big part of this game. Getting good pitching, another big part of the game, and then some timely hitting too. It only takes one run to win.
You bet. That's all it does. And it, you know, and you get good pitching like we've seen through this whole tournament so far. And today is good enough pitching again. Here you got to play defense. Like I said, they hit the ball hard enough. You got some base hits, but you got to do the damage when you can.
Yep.
And you're doing your own self-damage if you can't field the ball.
Spring Hill, well, they made it happen. They capitalized on the Grover's errors early on. And then they got some timely hitting from their designated hitter today. Jordan Orbeck
had a big
game at the plate, didn't he?
Yeah, hit one off the fence in right field. Hill into a single. But he ended up blasting one out of there. Well, the next time up, he got plunked.
Yep.
So he was a little...
Three runs.
Yes, he did. He was a little excited after he got hit. So I think if he'd have got up again, I don't know.
He was on deck, that's for sure.
Yes.
So Spring Hill's win, Don. They will take on New Munich. It's kind of a Stearns County North matchup, isn't it?
It is a Stearns County North, and we will have a Stearns County South. And we will also have Lake Henry and Farming on Friday night. And we'll be St. Martin Richmond at 11 o'clock, New Munich and Spring Hill at 1:30.
So what was 8 is now 6.
There you go.
And that'll happen next Friday night with the Lake Henry Farming game. Like Don said, we'll be there at 8 o'clock to cover that. And then Saturday, starting at 11 o'clock, we'll have 11, 1:30, and 4 o'clock next Saturday. And then Sunday, we will have a couple games scheduled for 11 and 1:30 next weekend.
Correct.
And that'll be it?
Yes.
That'll be it. So
then off to state.
Off to state in Maple Lake, Delano, and Dassel for the 2019 state tournament season. We got to thank everybody for joining us this weekend here on KASM. You got some line scores for us, Don?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, for Spring Hill, nine runs on nine hits, four errors, six left on base. For Meyer Grove, three runs, six hits, six errors, nine left on base.
Winner, Anthony Reverman, pitched nine solid innings, or eight solid innings today.
Pitched well, didn't he?
Pitched very well, yep. Kept the Grovers down to five hits today and gave up those three runs. But, yeah, the loss will go to Jacob Imdick as he was the starter and tough luck loser.
And that Grover lineup that they have, they can put a game together. If they start getting hits with the speed, they can put runs on the board.
Yeah.
And a good season by Meyer Grove all the way around. They had a fantastic season, scored a lot of runs, took the North Division. The North Division. I think they had 10 wins.
You bet. So the 1 and 2 teams out of the North are out of it.
Yes,
I mean, and it's been years where the South was out of it. So it's like this game is a weird game to figure out.
It is.
It really is. But we saw some great hitting this weekend, some awesome pitching.
And somebody quoted to me here yesterday, anybody can beat anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very true.
Very true. All right, we're going to wrap it up here. Again, like I said, the Rosary coming up, Inspirational Selections coming up here on KASM, and then we'll get the Dick Putt Show sometime in the 8 o'clock hour tonight. Thank you, Don.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mary Heinen, for being with us here on KASM this weekend, and thank you to the guys back at the studio today, Adam Ray, Scott Stevens, Brad Melke, and Cy Funenstein. Thanks to those guys for manning the controls for us, too. Again, we do have a lot of this audio saved. It's just we got to cut it up at the station, and we'll have Kirby and Joe Gill work on some of that audio and get some of those games online. MyChasm.com. MyChasm.com is where you want to go and listen to those games. Trust me, they will not be up tomorrow morning yet. Just got to be a little patient and give Kirby and Joe some time to do that. Want to thank our Region 15C sponsors. They make it all happen. The Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of Road Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank here in Richmond, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Kutzer Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Big Arena, south of Farming, Kramer Lumber, True Value in Melrose, Scooters Trucking, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rembo Incorporated, over in New London, Corky's Bar, right here, downtown Richmond. Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating over by Belgrade. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center in Long Prairie. Painesville, Farmers Union Co-op. Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville. Grove Mutual Insurance in Meyer Grove. Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich. Meyer Grove Co-op in QPC Store. Central Minnesota Realty. Painesville Mutual Insurance. Lake Henry Implement. The Freeport State Bank. West Central Sanitation, Trappers Pub and Grub and Farming, Stony Creek Dairy, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, Kensington Insurance Agency of El Rosa and Belgrade, Albany Family Dentistry, New Munich Meats, Dairyland Supply, and Ecker Feed Service, our 15C sponsors. For my broadcast partner, Don Heinen, this is Randy Rothstein. I bid you adieu. Adam, it's all yours.